This is my wife, Lizzie. Sorry.
No, that's so good. Hi, nice to meet you guys. I'm Lizzie. So he had that dream, and that's great that it blessed you, but I knew that that was for me, because that was going on in my heart with the Lord. And I've talked about bed bugs, and I was talking to Savannah in the nursery and was super embarrassed because someone had brought up that they did not want to come over to my house because we had them. And so I felt so embarrassed, which I get, you know, but I felt so embarrassed. And I was saying how they were just in one room. And as I was saying that they were in one room, I mean, which is not normal, I just felt the Spirit telling me, that's your heart. Mm-hmm. And so what stuck out to me in this dream was my attitude toward my sin was that nonchalant. My love affair with the world was that attitude toward the Lord. And it was just so convicting, because it's obvious to think about, like, with him, there's something so special that the Lord's done that I would never want to do that. Like, I don't even have that desire in my heart because we're knit together. And so how much worse to do that with the Lord? And that's what I was doing. And the phrase he keeps giving me in this season is, prepare room in your heart for me. He's a living God. He takes over. If we allow him in, if we surrender that place and just say, come, he does it. And so I just feel like he has set me free from lifelong strongholds. And slowly, it's like slowly, layer by layer, just revealing, this is the lie you're believing. This is what you're doing. This is the shame. You know, you've been used to listening to it, so it sounds normal. It's not normal. This is your sin. You know, we repent for sin. We say no to shame. And so I was reading in Romans this week, and this just really stuck out to me, because I feel like what I was doing was trying to manage the bed bugs in the room. And the rest of the house was fine. He has brought order in my heart. But it says, now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. So I know we've all heard this a million times, but when I was reading this, I was just felt him saying, your goal, your bar is perfection, perfect righteousness. I mean, we can't even imagine that. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. All have sinned, all fall short of the glory of God. It's that perfect glory. We've fallen short and are justified. That means made perfect by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God put him forth as a propitiation payment by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness. So I feel like there's a whole new room in my heart that is filled with him now. And I just want to encourage you. I feel like what finally had to be given up was my control over that. Yes, I have had covetousness, idolatry, materialism, all those things, but what I needed to give up was trying to control it and fix it. And so I'm just excited for his church in this season as we prepare room, because he's doing this. He's showing all of, I know all of you, that are having him dwell in your hearts have these areas, these rooms that have bed bugs. And he's like, I don't, this can't stay. I want all of it. Jonathan doesn't want part of me. He wants all of me. So what a wonderful, wonderful father we have.
So good, so good. It would do precious little good for Lizzie in that scenario to say, yes, but I made your favorite dinner tonight, sweetie, and you're going to love it. I worked really hard tonight for this dinner. I was like, I don't have an appetite. I literally can't eat right now. And when God says you're lukewarm, he's like, I have no appetite right now for that. So what I'd like to do, Jason's going to kick on a little bit of music for us. I just want to take a moment, and that song, Prepare Him Room, that we sing at Christmas time, that's what I felt like an uplift in my spirit when she said that. I think that's what the Lord is after tonight. So what I'd like to do is just take a couple of minutes here. I'm going to have you just pause and pray and ask the Lord to reveal anything that's cluttering up your heart that needs to go. And we're just going to ask him. You're just going to invite him in. Prepare him room. Say, Lord, make room in my heart for you. I want you to dwell richly in my heart through faith. And then if any of you have a word on your heart that you want to share, a testimony or something that lines up with this, you can step up here in a couple of minutes. So let's just be still before the Lord here.